Morning. This meeting of House Education Committee will come to order. Today is Friday, March 9th, 2018, and the time is 8:03 a.m. Members of House Education present are Vice Chair Representative Justin Parrish, Representative Jennifer Johnston, Representative Dave Tallarico, and myself, Representative Harriet Drummond. Representatives Kopp and Sponholz are excused today. We have a quorum to conduct business. You know the drill about your cell phones. And today our recording secretary is Sandy Edwardson, and Madison Truitt is our LIO moderator. Thank you both for your help. Today on the agenda, we have the governor's appointments to the Alaska State Board of Education and Early Development and to the Alaska Professional Teaching Practices Commission. We will begin with, I guess it's testimony, with the Alaska Board of Education and Early Development appointments. And on the phone with us, all of our candidates are on the phone with us this morning. We will begin with, let's see, James Fields. Good morning, Mr. Fields.
Yes.
Are you with us?
I am.
All right, great. Go ahead and introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience. And then we'll open it to questions from the members of the committee.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, for the record, my name is James Fields. I live in Glen Allen, Alaska. I am the REAA representative for the State Board of Education. I'm on the local school board. I've been on the local school board for 9 years, Copper River School District School Board. And I have been on the state school board for 5 years. So I was appointed under Governor Parnell, and then Governor Walker kept me on after he was elected. I've been chair of the State Board of Education for 3 years, and the governor's reappointed me for another 5-year term, based on your confirmation, of course. So my experience is locally and on the state level, and I've enjoyed both of those roles, both locally and state, just always considered a challenge and a stretching to try to meet the needs locally and statewide for the students and the education system in the state.
All right. Great. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Fields. Mm-hmm. Any questions for James Fields from the committee? I have a question. I know you and I have served on several committees, commissions, and so on together, and I know you really enjoy this job, and I assume you do want to keep it for the next term. Can you tell us why?
Thank you for that. I think, well, first of all, I think it's important to keep somewhat of a nucleus on the board. I've been on boards enough to know that if, you know, leadership matters and direction matters, and sometimes if there's a lot of change or, you know, substantial change, that can change the direction of, you know, where we as a state want it to go based on Alaska's education challenge and the communications we've had with legislators and the statewide stakeholders. So a big part of it is just to try to keep the ship going in the same direction or continue to move that direction in the direction we want it to go, and to keep that stability within the department and within the State Board of Education. And I think it's a exciting time in education, just where we can see the direction going with Alaska's Education Challenge, and I'd just like to be a part of it.
All right, great. I have no further questions. Anyone else? Representative Tallarico, go ahead.
I just want to ask James while he's here, is the tournament coming up this weekend?
Through the chair, I'm actually in Nanana, and we play at 9 a.m. So we're at our regional tournament right now, and yeah, the state tournament would be the following weekend. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention, James, good luck, and thanks for doing that. I know that's a big thing in the kids' lives over there, and that really helps over in the community. So thanks for putting your time in as a coach.
Great. Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Great. Seeing no further questions. Thank you, James. And we will move on to Sandra Kowalski. Sandra, are you on the phone with us?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Please put your name and any affiliation on the record and tell us tell us why you want to be on the State Board of Education.
All right, thank you. For the record, my name is Sandra Kowalski. I am the Director of Indigenous Programs and the Rural Community and Native Education Office at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I have been in this position for 2 months. Before this, I served in K-12 education for 28 years as a teacher, school administrator, and district administrator, most recently serving as assistant superintendent for the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. Chair Drummond and members of the House Education Committee, it is my pleasure to be here for confirmation for appointment to the Alaska State Board of Education and Early Development. I am inspired by the work done by Alaskans in response to Alaska's education challenge. I feel the board serves a vital role in meeting the commitments and recommendations laid out in the report. I hope that my experience in both tribal and public education helps to lead in this effort. The recommendations outline initiatives that will more meaningfully engage students in learning and help prepare students for a future we cannot see and design ourselves. The recommendations also impress upon leaders the importance of cultural relevance and interest-based student-centered learning for all Alaskan students. I'm excited to work with the board and the board and the Department of Education and Early Development as we work to ensure equity of access to high-quality learning experiences for all students.
All right. Thank you, Sandra. I'm impressed with your experience and look forward to your service. Are any questions from the panel here? Representative Parrish.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Ms. Kowalski, for being willing to serve and for teaching at the, well, directing over at the university there. I just have one question, which I think might be more of a typo than anything else. In the conflicts of interest section, you say that it is possible that you or any family member would benefit financially by decisions made by the Board of Commission.
That's likely a typo.
Okay.
As I was filling out the application for the appointment, I was in transition between my job as assistant superintendent and the new position as director of Indigenous Programs, and I had some questions that I thought that I might need to work through, but I don't believe there's a conflict.
Well, I should be very...
Go ahead, Representative Parrish.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I should be very clear. It's not a barrier condition to have potential conflicts. In fact, in many of the boards or commissions that we appoint people to, it's expected that they'll have regular conflicts of interest and that they'll disclose them and recuse themselves appropriately. It's just curious to see someone answer yes to having a potential conflict and then yes/none in explaining the financial benefit. Invite you to speak to that.
Maybe I can answer that through the chair. I'm learning the protocols here. There is no financial conflict or benefit. I do recognize that as I'm coming into the university system and one of the initiatives that I'm hoping to become more involved with here in the university is to help support teacher education development here from the perspective of an Indigenous constituency that wants to have a more responsive educational system that retains teachers in our Alaskan communities. So I know that I'm going to be involved with that, supporting that here at the university system. At the same time, I've had such a broad level of experience in my K-12 career that I, like you mentioned, there are going to be times where I'm going to have to work through and express some of the work I'm currently doing and disclose that to the Board of Education as we move forward. So in that regard, that's kind of that's why it's possibly yes in one and no in the other. I don't see a financial conflict.
Thank you, Ms. Kowalski. That satisfies me.
Thank you, Representative Parrish. Any further questions from the other members? Seeing none, I just want to express my thanks to you, and I'm excited about your experience in Indigenous languages. I serve on the Community and Regional Affairs Committee, and yesterday we had quite a spirited discussion over a resolution that is moving through the body on declaring a linguistic emergency regarding Alaska's 20 official Alaska Native languages. Do you have any thoughts on that, or were you aware of the resolution?
I caught some of the debate yesterday. I was viewing it online. And thank you for your work on that resolution. I do feel that Alaska Native languages are at a place where we have to take some urgent steps, and that's part of the work that I'm currently doing in my position with the university. And one of the reasons why I transferred over to this was to get back to this type of work for Alaskans that I had started off doing before I came to Fairbanks.
Okay, great. I know we need your skills, and I'm hopeful that your appointment will go without objection. And thank you once again, Ms. Kowalski. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Next on the list, we have Lori Van Diest. Are you on the phone with us, Ms. Van Diest? And forgive me if
yep.
I mispronounced
yes,
your
I
name.
Yes, I am, Chair Drummond.
Go ahead, put your name and affiliation on the record and pronounce your name correctly for me, and let us know about yourself.
Okay. My name is Lori Van Diest. I am retired Matsu Borough School District educator. I am a lifelong Alaskan who grew up in Seward. My dad was a teacher in the Kenai Peninsula School District for over 25 years. I chose to follow his footsteps and earned a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics with a teaching credential from Seattle Pacific University. My first teaching job was in the school in which I graduated, Seward High School. It was a very rewarding experience to be teaching students whom I babysat in my earlier years. After I married a Palmer guy, I moved to the Matsu Valley and was one of the original staff who opened Colony High School. During my 11 years at Colony High School, I taught math, became a secondary guidance counselor, and coached girls basketball. Later, I transferred to Thielen Middle School and was the lead counselor who helped open this new school. I spent my last 6 years in the Matthews School District working as the curriculum coordinator. I had the pleasure of being an integral player on the curriculum team, which established a district curriculum review cycle and developed guidelines for the curriculum review steps. My job was to facilitate the teacher leaders in updating and writing content area standards and selecting the classroom material to assist in teaching those standards. In 2010, I retired from the district to become a full-time teacher and mother to my three children. Now that two of them have completed their formal education, I have worked part-time as a substitute counselor for the Matsu Borough School District. I am also the president of our local community council. I am excited about my opportunity to serve as a member on the Board of Education and Early Development. I am able to offer the board my experience as a public educator who has been a teacher, counselor, and curriculum coordinator, and also as a homeschool educator. I have served on boards in the past and understand the importance of hearing various opinions while remaining a team player. I look forward to working with Commissioner Johnson and the DEED staff. Thank you for considering my appointment to this board.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Diest. Any questions from the members of the committee? Okay. Ms. Diest, I have a question for you. Have you followed the development of the Alaska's Education Challenge, and do you have any words of wisdom on it for us?
I have not followed the development, but since I have been interested in applying to the Board of Education, I have done a plethora of reading, and I am very impressed with the work that has been done. One of the reasons why I applied to this board was my friend John Harmon had the position, this position that I have applied for before I did, and he highly encouraged me to do that. So I've been in communication with him about the work that has been done, and that is, I'm super excited if I am confirmed to be part of the work, because I do believe, like Mr. Field said earlier, that Alaska is going in a great direction, and I want to be part of that work.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'm sorry that we are losing a lot of talent this year on the State Board of Ed, as you reminded us, with Mr. Harmon departing, as well as Sue Hull. And I appreciate that you brought that up, and that you will be following in footsteps. Thank you so much, Lori.
Thank you. Seeing
no further questions, we'll let you go. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next, on the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. Try saying that three times fast at 8:15. Diane Kardash of North Pole. Are you on the phone with us, Diane?
Yes, I am here.
Yes, good morning. If you would please put your name on the record and any affiliation, and tell us about yourself and why you want to be appointed. Excuse me, you're being reappointed. So tell us why you are seeking to be reappointed.
Good morning. My name is Diane Kardash, and I'm currently a faculty member with the University of Alaska Fairbanks with the School of Ed's elementary program, and I'm also serving as an accreditation coordinator for our School of Ed. I've been a teacher for close to 30 years in California and Alaska. 22 years ago, my husband and I made the move from California up to Fairbanks and have loved it ever since. So I taught in the Fairbanks School District at the elementary level, K-1 and 2-3 grades, and then moved over to the university where I teach primarily classes related to literacy development, but have done also courses on assessment, foundations, and PE and health. I assumed the higher ed representative spot on the PTPC in last May, and to complete the term of the last representative who had to leave early, and I look forward to continuing to serve pending your approval. I threw my hat in the ring for the PTPC because I strongly support the professional and ethical expectations the state of Alaska has for its teachers. Working with aspiring teachers with the School of Ed in Fairbanks, we really strive for our young aspiring teachers to understand their not just pedagogical or teaching responsibilities, but also their professional and ethical responsibilities. For instance, as you know, testing season is coming up, and having teachers understand what their professional responsibilities are to help make that testing experience go well for students is so very important. I very much appreciate the opportunity to serve, and I'm happy to take any questions.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Ms. Kardash. Any questions from the committee? Okay. I see that you do declare that you could have a potential conflict of interest should your husband be brought before the Professional Teaching Practices Commission. And I understand that you would need to recuse yourself. I don't imagine there's any additional benefit.
No,
okay.
No. My husband's been a teacher here in Fairbanks for the last 22 years also, and then I have two children that have gone through the Fairbanks school system. I have a daughter here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's a freshman this year, and then my son's attending college in Oregon.
Okay, great. All right, seeing no further questions, thank you very much, Ms. Kardash, and appreciate your service thus far, and we will pass your name on to the full body. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good morning.
Okay, next we have Philip Graham on the phone with us from Soldotna. Mr. Graham?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, good morning. If you would please put your name and any affiliation on the record and tell us about yourself.
My name's Philip Graham. I usually go by my middle name, Tony, just because that's what my mama called me, so that's what I go by. I am from the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. I'm the principal at Soldotna High School. I've been the principal here for 3 years. Prior to that, I was an assistant principal for 6. And before coming to the state of Alaska, I was superintendent for 6 years and then a K-12 principal for a few years in that. I've been an administrator for 16 years total, and I've been in education for 20 years total. I'm humbled that I would be, you know, thrown in the mix of names that might get appointed. My big thing is it's about the kids. Everything that I try to do for my school, every decision that we make as a staff, we try to keep the kids at the center of that focus. And I love coming to school and I love coming to work every single day because of the kids. And I'm just looking for ways that I can help serve in protecting the kids, but also just for their benefit. So that's why I put my name in the hat.
All right. Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? I don't have any particular questions. I just want to thank you for your service. Oh, excuse me, Representative Parrish. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and through the chair. Thank you, Mr. Graham, for your willingness to serve and for your work in a variety of schools across the state. Are you confident that you'll be able to serve out the full term you're being appointed for?
I am.
Glad to hear it. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Graham, I appreciate your application and your enthusiasm. Are you principal in the school where the last teacher of the year is from? Is that Mr. James Morris? Mr. James Harris?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Harris, we've been working together for 8 years.
Wonderful.
Phenomenal teacher.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm very excited. You bring a lot of experience to the position, and you certainly know your teachers. Okay. Thank you, sir, for your participation today and for your service.
Thank you.
All right. And the final person on the phone with us today is Kent Runyon in Nome. Are you on the phone with us, Mr. Runyon?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. If you'd put your name on the record and affiliation and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Kent Runyon. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you today. I've been an educator for 14 years, and I've been in Alaska teaching social studies at Nome Belts High School for the past 8 years. While in Nome, I've worked with the district in the area of teacher rights, and I believe in the mission of the Professional Teaching Practices Commission and think it is an important vehicle for protecting students, teachers, and the teaching profession. For the last year, I have enjoyed my time on the PTPC, and I am honored to be renominated. Thank you for your consideration.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Runyon. Any questions for Mr. Runyon from the committee? Seeing none, you are being reappointed, and I imagine the work is rather interesting. I know it's not something that you can talk about. But do you have anything you want to tell us about any of the cases that you may have had to adjudicate that you're
sure.
Free to tell us about?
And yes, the work is always interesting, and each of the cases is unique. The cases come before the commission because they are in an ethical gray area that a district can't decide, or that PTPC director does not see as clear-cut, and so a lot of times there's a lot of nuance to the case, and no two cases are the same, and it's a matter of looking at what evidence is there, trying to take in consideration of how best to protect students and how best to elevate the teaching profession and come to a reasonable decision with the other commissioners.
And in the 3 years that you've served so far, actually it looks like about 2.5 years, how many cases have been adjudicated by the commission? roughly?
I've been on the commission since last January, which has been about four meetings. We meet three times a year. In that time, I rough guess what the commission has probably done about 15 cases. During that time, too, we've also looked at the code of ethics and other ethical issues that have come up with teaching and the teaching profession.
Okay, and so you looked at the code of ethics. Was it in relation to cases or just to study up on it in anticipation of a case?
Both the PTPC is in charge of the teaching code of ethics as well. And looking at what is in it. So, yes, we do refer to that for all of our cases.
Okay. All right. And think for a moment. All right. I am happy to hear from you today and appreciate your service in the recent past. And we will be passing your name on to the full body. And thank you once again, Mr. Runyon.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so thanks to all the appointees for your service to Alaska. Do any members have any further questions or comments in general? All right, seeing none, Representative Parrish, can I have a motion, please?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'll thank again all those who have put their names forward as being willing to serve. The Education Committee has reviewed the qualifications of the Governor's appointees and recommends that James Fields, Sandra Kowalski, and Lori Van Dyst should be forwarded to a joint session for consideration to the Alaska Board of Education, and Diane Kardash, Philip Graham, and Kent Runyon should be forwarded to a joint session for consideration to the Alaska Professional Teaching Practices Commission. This does not reflect the intent of any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of confirmation.
Okay, thank you, Representative Parrish. This is not something that the committee gets to vote on. We're simply passing the names on to the full body, and actually the joint session of the legislature for final confirmation. Thank you, and we'll sign paperwork right after we adjourn today. And as to upcoming work of the committee, I'm pleased to announce we will be having three hearings next week jointly with the House Health and Social Services Committee. The first will be on Wednesday at 8 a.m., the second on Thursday at 3 p.m., the final one on Friday at 8 a.m. We will be taking a detailed look into early childhood development with the Alaska Early Childhood Coordinating Council. If a member cannot make a particular meeting due to scheduling conflicts, please inform our committee aide. Our next House Education Committee meeting will be Monday, March 12th at 8 a.m., where we'll be meeting jointly with the Senate Education Committee to hear a presentation from the Coalition for Student Equity about the Student Workforce Pilot Study. And with that, we are adjourned at 8:31 a.m.